Thanks very much for joining us, Darren, and really well played. Congratulations on winning the World 2020 again.
Oh yes, thank you very much. That was something special.
And you know, second time winners now, second time you've won it as captain. You must be really, really proud.
It's a massive achievement. You know, I don't look at for me as captain, but you know, as a team, you know, especially, you know, the difficulties faced before the tournament and during the tournament, for to see the guys come out victorious, and not only the men, but the women and the under 19 boys did it earlier that year. So it was a massive achievement. You know, there's still a buzz. Everywhere I go, where West Indian fans are there, there is still a buzz from that victory, which is always a good thing when the Caribbean or the West Indian fans are happy.
Can you describe your emotions at the start of that final over with you needing sort of 20 or so to win, and then as it went on with Carlos Braithwaite, you know, hitting Ben Stokes all over the place?
To say I was not nervous, I would be lying, but I had the belief that we could do it. You know, we just kept saying, the first ball has to go for six. Come on, Carlos, the first ball has to go for six. And then, boom, he hits it for six, and you could see more guys joining the party, and then the next one goes for six, and we're like, yeah, definitely we're not losing that. And, wow, he hit three sixes, and then another one. You could see in the celebrations, it was crazy, it was amazing. You know, every time now, I just go back to that night in Eden Gardens, you know, and it always brings a smile and a sense of pride, and you know, just amazing feeling, you know, to me, and I know most of, if not all, my teammates feel the same way.
No, you really sort of brought it back to life there, Darren. Fantastic. I've heard some talk that you know, the ICC might be thinking about making the World 2020 every 2 years again. I'm guessing that would be a move you'd support, wouldn't it?
Oh my, that would be the best news. That would be the best news ever. You know, to thinking that this was our last T20, because 2020 would be pushing it for a few of our senior guys, giving them a chance again to defend the title, you know, and that would be the best news ICC could give the West Indies T20 team right now, being the tournament could be held in 2018.
You mentioned there very nicely that it has been a phenomenal year for the West Indies on the pitch. You know, you winning the World 2020, the women winning the World 2020, the under-19s winning their World Cup, and a lot of you guys performing outstandingly well in 2020 cricket around the world. Do you put that down to anything at all?
Well, it's just the style of play, you know. You know, if you have to check back up, going back to Sir Gary and Lawrence Rowe and all these guys who were playing T20s back then, the way they used to bat, you know, the flair, the boundary hitting team, you know, Sir Viv. Imagine Sir Viv been playing T20. He finished with a strike rate of 90-something in one-day cricket back in the day when everybody was averaging striking at 50 or 60. You know, Sir Viv was striking at 90-something. So, you know, West Indians been playing T20 for a long time now. That's the style they used to, and to now have a format that really suits us, you know, it's been amazing. And to be fair, our guys are very experienced. You know, you're looking at Pollard, I think, who's played the most T20s in the world, I guess. Dwayne Bravo, Chris Gayle, myself, Russell, Narayan Badri, you're calling out guys who are seasoned T20 players and real experience in the dressing room that makes me as the captain, you know, my job becomes very, very easy.
What makes a good captain, Darren?
What makes a good captain? Well, I say, for me, I always say captain is someone who, you know, always makes everybody feel part of the success of the team. You know, being able to bring out the best in your players, you know, on the cricket field, and you know, just making it feel like a team.
A quick word on...
But at the end of the day, you know, there's a captain out there who makes the decisions, you know, but in making the decision, everybody feel like they were part of it.
So I didn't mean to interrupt you there, Darren. Apologies. Yeah. A quick word on the IPL, the final yesterday. Were you watching, and if so, who are you cheering for? Two teams that you've played for, of course, facing off.
I was watching very closely. I was wondering if the lone West Indian left could lift up another trophy. But then, you know, I always have a soft spot for Sunrisers, which I played two seasons with. But all in all, I think cricket was the winner. You know, an exciting finals, over 400 runs being scored, you know, entertaining cricket, you know, and two teams battling it out. It was similar to the World Cup, you know, two teams battling it out. Good cricket, the fans, the viewers, everybody were entertained. But, at the end of the day, the better team won on that day, which was Sunrisers.
No, very, very diplomatic of you, Darren. I want to look ahead with you, if I can, to the Caribbean Premier League, because I imagine that's absolutely right. And just talk about how that's grown over the years, because it really does feel, you know, from somebody like me who's watching from a long way away, it really is going from strength to strength.
That's why it's the biggest part in sport. It has really grown. And, you know, you have players who, the Caribbean players who entertain all over the world. You have all of them at once, you know, in one tournament. You know, cricket in the Caribbean, you won't experience that anywhere else in the world. You know, India has its different flair to it, but when it comes to a celebration and a party atmosphere, you know, at a cricket ground, you will only find that where West Indians are present, you know, and that's what you see in the Caribbean. The brand of cricket is exciting, the fans, the dancers, you know, the music, the DJs, the islands. Don't forget the islands, because who wouldn't want to come to the Caribbean, be in St. Lucia, white sand, you know, blue sea, and, you know, the beaches, the people are friendly, the atmosphere is buzzing, the food is great. So it's a total package, you know, not just the cricket. The ambience of the place is just amazing. You know, and you want to come, and when they portray that, when the fans and the viewers see that on TV, it's just a wonderful specimen.
If I wasn't sold already, Darren, I certainly would be now. I mean, you've got four games coming up in St. Lucia for the St. Lucia Zooks this year. You've got the stadium that's been named after you. How are you feeling about playing on home ground this summer?
Well, the first thing my son said to me, Daddy, you cannot let people come in your stadium and then beat you in the stadium. That's not that shouldn't happen. But, you know, it's just a humbling experience for me, you know. At 31, 32, to have a cricket ground being named after you, you know, it's nothing I dreamt of, you know. And, you know, it's just I need to thank the government and the people of St. Lucia, you know, because, you know, for supporting me throughout all the years. And then, you know, showing their appreciation for what I've done, how I've put the country on the map, on the world stage, by doing this. You know, sometimes I wake up and I always say, okay, we got a couple games in Bosseju, and then somebody has to correct me. No, it's not Bosseju, it's the Darren Stadium. So it will take a while to sink in, but I'm looking forward to the home games in the Caribbean Premier League. And I will tell the people, come down to Sammy's place and enjoy exciting cricket.
And how are things going in terms of preparation for this season? You've signed some top players, Mike Hussey, Shane Watson, you know, Andy Roberts is sort of helping you along as well, and Sean Williams. So things looking good?
Looking good. I think we have the best side to date. The names you called, with the local talent, Andre Fletcher, Justin Charles, you know, Kyle Mayers, Kedi Lespores, you know, Kevin Cotoy, you know, the under-19 guy, Gideon Pope, you know, mixed with the experience. I think that you've seen it in the IPL, how the internationals mixing with the locals, how it has done well, good stuff for India cricket. And it's the same for the Caribbean, you know. You look at Mr. Cricket in the dressing room, how much can the batsmen learn, you know. Watson, who just had a good season with Challengers Bangalore, you know, it's it's just good to have this experience. And Moni Merkel could pass on his experience with together Fidel Edwards and on to the young fast bowler. So it's a good mix. And, you know, if you come with an open mind, especially as a youngster looking to learn, there's no better atmosphere than having Mr. Cricket and all this experience in the dressing room.